You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm back, and it's Bold Breakdown with Sean King is going to call in too. Next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm so glad to be back. Hearing my music. Oh, this is so great. Guys, it's the Bold Breakdown here on After Buzz TV, the Bold Beautiful After Show. I'm James Legend, your host. I'm so glad to be here. At the top of the show, we're talking to Sean Caney. We're going to call him and have him talk about his, because a lot of stuff happened while I was gone. We got so much to talk about. I mean, not just this week, but we got things to talk about. And he was a part of it because Deacon came back. So we're going to talk to him and stuff. So we got, yeah, it's been a lot going on. And this is kind of crazy. So we're going to call him. This is live television. We're going to call him. He said he's waiting for us. He's ready. We love this show. I'm so glad you guys waited for me to come back. And that's right. It's been 3 weeks. That goes by fast. About 3-4 weeks has gone by. And I'm so happy to be here. Follow us on Bold Breakdown on Facebook. It's calling him now. Let's get this going.
What's up?
I want to tell people out there, we got Sean King on the phone. I want to tell people out there, he is one of the nicest guys in Hollywood. I want folks
to... not even true.
That is. No, you are seriously. And I don't want people really serious. So people know that. I mean, seriously, folks, when I call him or talk to him, he is right there. He gets back to me. In Hollywood, nobody gets back to you. They you know how it is. Sometimes they don't.
What's going on, man?
My friend. Okay, so, I mean, come on.
Hey, wait, you know, James, we got, like, some pretty serious reverb going.
Okay, let's see. Let me move this one out the way, move that out the way. So, has that helped any?
Can you hear it still?
We're good. Okay, because I had a phone nearby. Sometimes that happens when you're a microphone.
I see.
It's kind of weird. So now you were good because when I talked to you last, you're like, oh, you know, well, maybe see if the king comes back and stuff. But so my number one question, though, is the best kept secret in town was that Sheila was back. I mean, did you know?
Well, I had no idea. I didn't know that at all. And, we're not allowed to ever talk about storylines. So as much as I wanted to tell you, I couldn't tell you. Sure, it wasn't just you. I mean, I talked to other people too and did other interviews. So. But I didn't know Sheila was coming back, and Deacon just came back for a quick cup of coffee, and I hope the fans liked it.
The fans loved it. The fans were like, okay, now here's I don't know what you saw online, but the fans who talked to me, they were all like, they felt bad for you, which is like, they feel bad for Deacon. Like, I mean, that means obviously that's good writing, good acting on your part. They felt bad. They felt like, oh, poor thing. They really did.
Well, you know, Deacon doesn't seem to be able to get a break, whether it's a break in love or, anything else. So I kind of get that. It seems to be a reoccurring theme with the characters I play.
AJ, too, exactly.
AJ kind of got the same treatment. So I don't know if I need to sort of look inside at myself and see if that reoccurring theme is actually a manifestation of who I am. I suppose if I let it, I could get a little insecure, but yes. I don't think I will.
You got a lovely wife, so you're good.
I do. I get the best wife. Thank you.
You do. And but it's just crazy that seriously when you came.
Wait, hold on.
We're
like talking about you.
No, we're talking about you, Michelle. Talking about you. But the thing is, it's just like, but seriously, when you came on, everyone was like, well, that's what Quinn gets. I mean, she left him she pushed him over a cliff, and she did this, and she dropped him, and like you were always there for her. It's like they were really feeling your pain.
I think she had it coming. I mean, you know, Deacon is not a great guy, but he does have a sort of a strange code of ethics that's sort of unto himself. And I think he really was a decent guy to Quinn, and she kind of completely screwed him over. Mm-hmm. So, you know, revenge is a dish best served cold.
But that was a big shock. The fact that we all thought it was Sheila. We're thinking, okay, that's Sheila. She's cheating, right? Everything. And then when you show up, like, wait a minute. I was like, oh, my God. That's a nice twist. It was like a really,
well, you know,
it made sense, too.
You know, that's one thing that you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's one thing that Brad Bell does really, really well is he throws the audience curveballs. And, you know, we really try and keep things like, you know, my coming back for a few shows as quiet as possible so that it has the exact desired effect, which is, you know, that everybody goes, wow, did not see that coming.
Mm-hmm. And it was very true. Because, like, oh, okay. And you were just, oh, my God, you were so funny, too. We were like, Katie, she lives next door. Look at that house. I mean, it's just, they had Deacon. We got a glimpse of all parts of Deacon that, you know, that episode.
Right.
So, I think it was great.
Yeah, I know. I loved the line that he wrote about saying to Katie, you seen anybody? Are you single?
Yes.
I thought that was classic.
They're like, what? Like, it's like, yes. It was kind of, it's like, when they called you back and said, okay, once you come in, when they send you your, do they send you your sides in advance or do you get them day of? Like, how does that work?
I think I got my show like maybe a week before.
Okay.
And you know, as I remember it too, there was Sheila's character was in it, but they had put another name so that, you know, you couldn't tell who it was. And I don't even think I knew. I don't even remember if I knew or not.
Okay.
I primarily read just my scenes. I mean, you know, if I'm not in another storyline, it's information that the character would never know. So I don't feel that I have to read it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I get to work with, you know, Rena again, well, of course. And John.
I love working with Rena. Yeah. You know, I've told you, she and I go back to about 1993.
Yes, exactly.
And we have worked a ton together. And I love any chance to work with Rena is great. She's a lot of fun to work with.
And it's just funny, most of that scene, she was on the ground hiding while you were standing, walking around, drinking and talking. It's like,
right?
She's kind of on the ground hiding. She's like, come on, get down, get shot. And you're like, what are you talking about? It played really sad and funny at the same time.
Right.
Which shows what a great actor you are, because you can do both.
Oh, stop. All right, go a little more.
Yeah, I was like, please stop talking about it. Anyway, but seriously, you know how to, because like you said, your characters, they didn't give AJ as much as a sense of humor, but Deacon always did kind of a sense of humor in there somewhere. Even though he played sad sex.
Deacon's got a wicked sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I think he's a very, very funny character.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes purposefully, and other times just, you know, how he acts given the seriousness of circumstance. But, you know, I love playing that character. I really do. And, you know, it's my sincere hope that that Deacon will not stay in prison indefinitely. But, you know, that's at this point, it's that's kind of out of my hands. And I've been busy doing other things. Just finished a film.
Yes,
it's a really interesting film I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
I just did a film called In the Absence of Good Men, which stars Peter Facinelli, who was in Twilight.
Yes,
he played
that
Carlisle. And yes. Jason Patrick and Michael Paré. And I actually, I didn't know that he was going to be in it, but I ran into my old buddy Jason Brooks from Days of Our Lives part in it.
Oh, wow. Okay,
So I play a dirty detective. It's set in the early 1920s, and it's about the gang wars between the Irish mobs and the Italian mobs.
Wow.
And then Mel Gibson's son, Milo, who was in Hacksaw Ridge, plays Al Capone. So it's a really, really great experience. And it was a lot of fun to go back to doing a film.
Do you like the pacing of film compared to TV?
No, I don't like the pacing of film. The pacing of film is it moves at a snail's pace. I mean, that's the one thing about daytime television that I
really love is just how fast it is. I mean, it's like that, you know, it goes like beer through a Shriner. I mean, it's fun, and it's, you know, when you're doing a film, you're usually sitting on the sidelines, and you know, it takes forever to light it and blah blah blah. So but I really like the permanence of film. I mean, you know, when you're doing a film, you're doing something that is going to hopefully last for posterity.
Yeah.
And so I think, I don't want to say the stakes are heightened, because, you know, I always try to do my best work in everything I do, but somehow I think, you know, because I don't do films nearly as often as I do the soaps, there's sort of a heightened sense of gravitas for me, if that makes sense.
Makes sense. I mean, also, what's it like doing a film where it's predominantly male? Like, there's you have a large male cast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a big sausage fest going on there.
You know, it was kind of a macho film. I mean, you know, we're all dressed like 1920s gangsters, and, you know, there's Tommy guns, and, and, you know, it's a lot of shootings and stuff like that. Yeah. So it kind of allows you to tap into that testosterone side of, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, as an actor, you're searching for your vulnerability in a character, but this was definitely tapping into kind of the macho testosterone. And that was a lot of fun. You know, there's two things I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do a gangster picture, and I've always wanted to do a Western. So now I can say I've done the gangster picture. Hopefully I'll get a chance someday to do a Western.
Well, I can see you in a Western. I can see that. Well, with all the guns and all that stuff, I mean, like, does it take you back to, like, being a boy, kind of like playing, you know, I want to be, you know,
totally. I mean, yeah, and you kind of, you know, there was that sort of pervasive attitude, I think, with all the guys. I mean, we really were having a good time just basically playing cops and robbers.
See, I mean, like how blessed you are. That sounds like so much fun. Like, you get to be in a soap for a couple days, and then you get to go do shoot 'em up thing. I mean, yeah, like, it was just like, come on.
You know, it was funny, too. I got the call on a Tuesday night at, like, 6:40. And a really terrific director, his name is James Cullen Bresick. He directed me in a film called Limelight, which is going to be coming out hopefully sometime in the next 6 months.
Oh, good.
We just finished doing the score and everything on it. Okay. Oddly enough, Jason Brooks is in that movie.
What? You guys follow each other.
Yeah. And so anyway, the director of that film was a producer on In the Absence of Good Men. And he said, listen, I need somebody to come in and do a couple scenes with Jason Patrick. He said, you're perfect. And I had, like, something really, really important to do the next day. One of those things that kind of had been on the books for several months.
Yeah.
I didn't think I could get out of it. And, you know, Michelle, who's my manager, just said to me, listen, just go to set. I'll take care of everything. And she did. And it was fantastic. And so, you know, 6:40 at night, I was getting the offer, and I was wearing gangster clothes, but, you know, the next day.
I mean, but, you know, the thing is, I mean, that's what actors are. I mean, actors are gypsies. Actors are nomadic. I mean, that's what you do. You want to play as many roles as you can, right? I mean, that's what kind of, that's the excitement of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I love to keep working. I mean, it's always great, though, when you get a role and you don't have to audition. I mean, auditioning is just, it's just a brutal, horrible process. Yes. It's got nothing in the world to do with acting.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Right. It has very little to do with acting. You know, you're sitting there reading with somebody who's reading very flat. They're not really giving you anything. And so it's not even a realistic, you know, representation of what you would ever do on the set. So for me, it's just great when you get the job and you can step right into rehearsal and start working with the director and the other actors and sculpting what you're going to do.
Yeah. So that's In the Absence of Good Men. That's coming out. Hopefully, you said it's coming out soon.
I'm not sure. You know, I heard the scuttlebutt on the set was that Universal had already bought it.
Oh.
And that it was already guaranteed to get a theatrical release. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's kind of what everybody was saying. Yeah. So if that's true, that'll be great, because, you know, a lot of times you do these pictures and, you know, they get a very limited run, or they go right to Netflix or something like that. And that's all great, but it's really wonderful to do a film and to see it up on the big screen. I mean, that's just something else.
Yeah, that is. Now, you also have a comedy show coming up on August 20th.
You are a big old comedian.
That's right.
It's called Daytime After Dark, and it's going to be me and Brian McDaniel from TMZ and Sean Kerrigan, who was on Y&R.
Yes.
And a really, really funny guy. His name is Justin Ruppel. Justin won First Impressions with Dana Carvey. And this guy is like, this guy can impersonate anybody.
So I
knew that this was, you know, the weekend of the fan event, the Bold and Beautiful fan event.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to do something. So what we did was we scheduled the show so that it actually starts around 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So people could go to the B&B fan event, and then they could come and come to the comedy show.
You can do both.
So if people want to get tickets, they can go to itsmyseat.com/comedy, and then you'll see the show, which is called Daytime After Dark. If anyone's out there and wants to follow me on Twitter, I'm tweeting a lot about it. Sean Cannon at Twitter. Or is it at Sean Cannon at Twitter? Wanted to do whatever.
It is.
Anyway, it's gonna be really fun. It's a beautiful theater. It's called the Colony Theater. It seats about 220 people.
Oh, wow!
And I think it's gonna be really fun. And then we're gonna have a sort of a meet and greet afterwards.
Oh, good!
So it's gonna give people a chance. Yeah, so it's gonna be a really great night.
You guys, I have it posted on our YNR page. We have it posted on the Bone and Beautiful page.
Right.
I have it posted on a GH page. So you can't miss it. You can post and go to those pages and see that.
Thank you so much.
So one of the last things I want to ask you before you go is, what does doing stand-up comedy bring to you?
I think the thing is that it's that immediate reciprocity with the audience.
Mm.
I mean, you know, when you do a film or you do General Hospital, you're not shooting in front of a live audience. And so you're not having that energy that's being given back to you from the audience. That's really an amazing feeling. It's also really, for me, a pretty intense experience using just my words and a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it works, it works. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't. But either way, I mean, you are in the moment. And and that's what's really exciting for me.
Wow. Sean Cannon, my friend, thanks for coming on, as always.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on, you've got your songs that came out?
Yes, my songs, my books. My books and my songs.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you got lots of stuff going on, too. Maybe I should be interviewing you.
Congratulations
on all the great stuff you've got going on.
We support each other. We're part of the same family now.
Absolutely.
So, completely.
All the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely, my friend. Listen, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, safe 4th of July, okay?
You
Take
too.
Take care, James.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
So that was Sean Cannon, you guys. You can follow him, Sean Cannon. He is on. He is online. You can follow him. He is such a great guy. He's one of the nicest guys. Whenever I call him for anything, he is there. And he does support the work that I do, and I support all the work that he does. And he has a wonderful wife and a wonderful manager and everything. So he's good. You guys, yes, a lot has happened. I leave town for a month, and like literally was it the week after I leave, a major thing happens. So you guys, even though I posted on the Bold and Beautiful page, Bold Breakdown page, my favorite scene of the week. This is my favorite scene of the last month, because when I saw this live, I think I was in Chicago or Ohio or back in where I was. I freaked out. Here we go.
Katie? Are you here? Who are you?
Sheila.
And that was on a Friday, and I was like, what? And I was on the East Coast. I was on the East Coast side. So when that happened, and Twitter just blew up. I was like, ooh, West Coasters just have no idea. They're like, don't go on Twitter. I was like, that was the best, to me, it's best kept secret in daytime. It literally was the best kept secret. I don't even know you guys, and you Bold Break fan, you know, I've been on for a year. You guys know how much I love me some Sheila and how I've shown clips from here and how I've wanted her back on the show. I mean, we're talking, she was on in the 90s. This was like a long time ago. And we just did an interview with Ian Buchanan, who talks about James and the relationship on the show. Completely shocked. Hi, Nikisha. Hi, Jacob. Hi, Michelle D. Amber's baby. And see, my folks are in here. I love it. Mike and Dia Daily Vlogs. Ethel. Let's see. I don't want to miss anybody else in here. And I see about 23 people in here. Cheyenne, Rodelli, you guys are all in here. I love it. Thank you for talking. So glad to see you guys. I was like, I leave town and that happens. So I was, and she's been good. Oh my God, she has been good. I mean, it's. Now, I know some folks don't like her, and that's fine. I mean, she's a villain. I mean, that's her whole point. So I know some folks are not happy to have her, but I think it's genius. It's the 30th anniversary of Bold and Beautiful, so of course they're doing this. But I think it's genius because Sheila versus Quinn. I mean, like, Quinn's crazy, Sheila's crazy. I mean, like, this is like they've met their match. Then like I said, I go on to Bold Breakdown page, I posted the scene when Quinn grabs Sheila outside, and she said, "Don't you touch me. If you ever do that again, I will snap you in two." I was like, oh my God, that look on her face. It's like, oh. Because you grew up hearing Sheila in the craziness. I watched it all from Young and the Restless. I remember when she was killed in the fire, and all of a sudden she showed up on Bold and Beautiful. I was like, what? It was such, oh my God, it was such a great thing. And this week, you know, Sheila's always good with little sidekicks, and her and Charlie, those scenes were kind of funny. And when she snapped him at the end, tell me. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to get him. I'm like, not Charlie. So, yes. Oh my God, Brandon Larkins. Oh, thank you. Yeah, Sean will be back. Sean will do some more interviews with us in person. He just couldn't make it in tonight, but he's somebody who I call upon, and he'll come through. So we'll have some interviews with him. But yes, Sheila was working it out. And her and Quinn, I loved Monday when they met up on Monday. I loved when Quinn threatened Sheila. I love at the end, Sheila is putting two and two together. That's just what we need. So Kay's saying, everybody else saying anything, but Sheila's saying something. Oh, Sheila's not dumb. Sheila was never dumb. Never, never dumb. So that makes sense that she would put some two and two together. But I was just kind of like, I'm curious to see how they say she'll stay for a while. So I'm really curious how this plays out. Of course, YNR, people are talking about that too, because Scotty's all grown up, little baby Scotty's all grown up, and Lauren's over there. So I think, but right now, she's on Bold and Beautiful. She got plenty to do on there. And I think watching Quinn and Sheila go at it, I heard some good stuff coming. I heard some stuff's really coming up. One of the other storylines, of course, that you guys have out there, and I was nervous about this storyline at first. I wasn't sure if they're going to write it correctly or make it good. It's the Julius, Nicole, being on Nicole's side, Nicole weighing the baby, Lizzie, Vivian being on the side of Maya and Rick. I thought the scenes were really good. I felt like every single person's point of view was taken because there's so many layers in that family going on with that baby. And from example, I thought it was an interesting choice to have Zenday be against Nicole keeping the baby. And when he brought up his own mother, because when Julius was going off about, you know, biological stuff, when he brought up about Kristen, I thought, smart choice. And Julius couldn't say anything. That's what he's talking about. He's like, he couldn't say anything because it was so true. Kristen and Tony took him in. I adopted him, and he was in an orphanage in Africa, and he got a better life because of them. So I was like, this is like, oh, don't worry, I'm trying to get Sheila on the show. Don't worry, Michelle D. I'm trying to get her on the show, Kimberly Brown. Don't worry, I'm working on that. And then having Julius, but Julius made some good points too to Nicole. I mean, like, Nicole was very young, and I always said this when she did this. It's like, she was young, she was trying to do something she thought she was right for her family. Of course, you'd have some regrets. And Agnes' complications, she may not be able to have kids. I thought that was that's believable. It was a smart move. And I think Julius having a little two towards Maya, it totally brought on the whole, Carla and Rain, who play Nicole and Maya, did a fantastic job. They can act. Folks, okay, come on, they can act. So I'm glad they gave some scenes. And it gave Rick some scenes too. Jacob Young can act also. Julius did come back with that thunder. He did. But he brought up a good point. Just like, you know, this is your child too. I mean, you had the baby. Rick brought up his point that it is his child biologically. I kept saying, why would they say that it's his child biologically also? So he's not gonna really lose Lizzie completely, but I get what he's saying. Him and Maya have loved this child from the beginning, but Julius going off about Maya being selfish all the time. And Maya saying, yes, I have been selfish. I like that she kind of came up to that. It brings up the whole trans thing, because we don't want to talk about it anymore. This kind of just, like, swept under the rug, and how he was talking about how biologically she can't have, you couldn't have children anyway. I mean, it was like, there's this underlying tension in there. Yes, Julius, like Michelle D, I do agree. Julius was, they didn't ever mention Sasha, of course. That whole mess he made with that. But, you know, here's what's funny. I always say it's about Dollar Bill all the time. Dollar Bill may do some wrong here and there, but most of the time, when he's talking about somebody else, he's right. Almost that "do as I say, not as I do" thing. You know, hey, us parents, y'all make mistakes here and there. But sometimes when we're saying, when we know something is, like, two wrongs make a right, of course. So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at that. And Julius was kind of on his high horse a little bit, but we needed somebody who was kind of on Nicole's side. We couldn't have everybody kind of gang up against Nicole. And it's a sticky situation. I mean, it is her child. And I just thought the writing, the acting, I thought it was all well-rounded. That everybody had a point of view, you know, and it was good. I believe Steffi's doctor comes back on Give Nicole a Second Opinion. Of course, that can happen. They can reverse the decision, and she can have a kid one day. I think it happened at General Hospital, I think, one of the actresses, one of the people who played, I think Sam's character on this. I think she couldn't have kids. She had a miscarriage, and she's had two kids since. I mean, like, it can happen, obviously. They can play that off and give her a kid. But I just thought, interesting, Zenny's not on her side. Like, you know, he's like, don't talk to my wife that way. But he was kind of like, no, don't talk to my wife that way. But you're still wrong, Nicole. It's a tough thing. And I'm glad I noticed when they were first fighting, I think the kid's there, which happens, too. That happens. But I'm glad they noticed that instead of get the kid out of here and it's like and go somewhere else. And I thought that's realistic also, because they're just there around because you pick up on it and they're just fighting. James, I have to disagree with you on that. That is my assumption. Well, no, I mean, I'm on both sides of it. I feel like she signed an agreement. And Maya has come to love that child as her own. No, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. I mean, that is her and Rick's daughter. That is. Just saying, biologically, it's Rick and Nicole's daughter. So Nicole having feelings for that child also is legitimate. It's a tricky situation. I just wonder how. I mean, I have children. I don't know if you guys have children out there, but how that you would feel about that. Yeah, it's a weird situation. I don't know if I could have a child for my brother or sister. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could do that. It's a selfless act in many ways too. I think I admire people who could do that, but I don't know if I could. Or not, because it's a tricky situation. But you're right. There's more to being a parent than biology. I completely agree with that, completely. But they both love this child, and no one's abused the child or anything bad. So, I mean, it's kind of a tricky situation, I think. And just my thing. So, no, I'm kind of with you, Amherst, but I'm kind of with him. Like, no, it is Maya and Rick's child. It's her daughter. I mean, she's, like I said, they've had it since before. I just thought the scenes all together were well-written, and everybody got a point of view. Whether you agreed with it or not, everybody had a point of view that to me all made sense. Now, you know, that's just kind of, because again, it's a strange situation that happens more and more now. So, Carter has to be the worst lawyer marriage reference. Hey, Carter was busy doing a photo shoot with his shirt off. That's right. He was working it out. Oh, like, they pulled out Carter and they pulled out Ivy. Oh, let's do a photo shoot before they go to Monte Carlo. Okay. That was just like a gratuitous summer shot, I think. That just made me laugh, because Monte Carlo is next. They're going back to Monte Carlo. So he didn't tell you those documents. So I thought, I was nervous in the beginning, because people were saying, which I agree, beginning of the month, like, Maya was getting on our nerves for a while, and then Nicole was getting on our nerves for a while. Like, everybody was getting on each other's nerves as watching their storyline was written. But, like, now, the whole entire year, and now she has feelings. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. She's always loved Lizzie, I think, on some level. But to learn you can't have any children, I think it changes everything. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in a situation myself. I don't know if you guys have been in a situation. I have gotten a daughter later in life that I didn't know about. I didn't have since birth. And I grew to love her. I mean, I didn't know she was around. I mean, I don't know. I just think that anything's possible. I mean, just say feelings are feelings and anything's possible. But, you know, but either way, looks like right now Lizzie's staying with her parents, so... But I think it's a legitimate thing. I think it was a good storyline to showcase the Avants, because we hadn't seen them in a while. So I'll take it. That's how you take it. Now, a question for you guys out there, and I wonder how you guys feel about this. You know, Boulder People does this all the time, and I'm just wondering if you guys have any thoughts on this. Katie and Wyatt. Are they coming together? Is that what's happening? Are they going to start falling in love with each other? I mean, it's kind of like, okay. I mean, I actually kind of am feeling it a little bit. I mean, Heather Thomas is ageless, first of all. We love her to death. I'm trying to get her back on the show. She's ageless, and I want Darren Brooks to work. So he's such a good actor. So I'm thinking we got Liam and Stephanie that are happy right now, which I'm happy about, actually. I'm with them. I'm glad that nothing crazy is going on with them. They're getting a little break. They're being just in love. That's good. But Wyatt needs something. He's just walking around kind of like, but he seems like he had a pep in his step now, working with Katie, his former stepmother, which, again, that really isn't that weird. Not really. Not in this town, right? They've all slept with each other, mothers, sons, daughters, cousins, whatever. So, I mean, like, but I thought, oh, interesting, they're going that direction a little bit. I was like, I mean, it should be interesting. And, again, when I asked the question a long time ago, who's going to out Quinn and Ridge, they still haven't slept together. That's what's so funny. I actually admire this part of the storyline. It's like emotional behavior and kissing is worse than sleeping together sometimes in some cases. But I'm like, it's just funny. They never really slept together, which is an odd thing for soaps. And so they're just kind of, you know. That's what you guys are saying. Okay. Nikita, you don't know what to think about. Okay. Hi, Katie. By that. I love Katie and Wyatt. I think they both know what it's like to have heartbreak. Okay, people are saying it's wrong because of Bill and Katie, but wasn't Liam with Steffi after Bill? That's true. Good point, Katie. Everybody's maybe, I don't want it, but then I do, because I thought the history between them and the reactions of Quinn and Bill. That's pretty funny, Amber's baby. Well, you and I don't always agree on stuff, but you do make me laugh. Because their reactions would be really funny. That would, I mean, yes, Quinn would, I was almost cussed. Some bricks if she found out that Katie's with her son. That would be hilarious. Jacob Marquez, you're like, you don't like it. You're just no. Ethel, I'll be glad to see Wyatt on more, but not with Katie. So I think right now they're pairing him with her. I think they're pairing him. I don't know. But this, you know, Wyatt has been with all of Liam's exes, so he's moving on to Bill's. Yeah, maybe he or they. Well, so, well, I can't read that, Nikisha. But maybe. I can't believe what it means. But yes, so it's, I think, I mean, again, more Darren Brooks. Yes, we're all for that. Heather Tom, an phenomenal actress. Let's keep that going. So I think it's really interesting. Oh, we had a little bit of Coco and RJ, my buddy Anthony Turpel, and Courtney Grossbeck. If you haven't watched any of my interviews that I did recently with them, you have to go on to Bold and Beautiful Facebook page or on there, or to iTunes or YouTube and just type in Bold and Beautiful interview. The ones I did with Alex Wise, Courtney Grossbeck, Anthony Turpel, and Pierce Fonet, just so good. They're all just so good. You have to watch those. I hate them at first, but then I thought, what better way to screw over Bill than to screw his son? I even thought about that. That's funny, Cheyenne. I even thought about Katie's side of this. I'm thinking about Wyatt's side. And I even thought about Katie's side. It's like, wow, that would be very interesting. I see a little bit of chemistry. I don't know. I guess I do. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I do a lot. I see a little chemistry, so I don't know. I think it's could be something possible on there. It'd be a good storyline. Because I don't want to, you know, because Darren's good. He's like, I say he's a good actor. I like to keep him around. And, like, who else is he going to date? I guess Ivy. I guess he could date Ivy, I guess, right? Brandon, I see what you're saying. I feel this is all part to bring Eric and Sheila back together. Sheila will expose Ridge and Quinn through Charlie's dumbness and loose lips. Oh, so you think Sheila and Eric, that would be very interesting if they got back together. Because right now it's like, cause see, I didn't want Katie and Eric together. I've stayed on the show. I did not want them together. They really are friends. He's been with both her sisters. So I'm glad they're not going that direction right now. So that's, so Eric and, oh, okay. What do you mean? Poor Charlie. He's just freaking out. Hi Neon Dreams. Oh, great name. Is Deacon come back to the show? I want Deacon and Katie as a couple. Well, remember he came on. He is the one who's shooting at Quinn. But as Sean Kanan just said on the show today, he was just on earlier today. If you come back and listen to early in the beginning at the top of the hour, he'd love to come back. He would love to come back as Deacon. He loves playing the character. He has nothing to report, but he loves playing the character and he loves being on the show. And I mean, the jail thing, that can be all written. He can come out of jail early on. I mean, who knows? Anything can happen with that. He can always come back. And, of course, there are hopes out there. If Sheriff comes back on the show, that's his father. Oh, you do get to be Amber's baby. Yes, there is chemistry there. There is chemistry between Katie and Wyatt. There is chemistry. It's just like I never thought about Katie's side of it, actually. Because, yeah, Bill's reaction. Yes, Bill. Oh, yes. Deacon and Katie for an afternoon. Yeah. I'll bring out someone new for Wyatt. That's dope, because remember, this cast is small. This is a half-hour soap. I just wonder if they can really... I mean, I guess he could... Well, the only person he could possibly try a date would be... It could be a love triangle between Thomas and what's her name? Oh, my God. And Sally. Wyatt and Sally. Is that somebody you guys would be okay? I mean, is that anything they could... Daisy Flower, hi! I don't know if Hope's coming back. I've heard some rumors, but I don't usually report on rumors. I've heard things and rumblings that Hope may come back, but not played by Kim Atula. She's working. Kim is working. But I don't know. If Quinn and Ridge hasn't done the actual deed, then I feel it should not be revealed. Well, I mean, some people will say the opposite, that the emotional attachment is worse, right? I don't know. You guys tell me. I mean, they say the emotional attachment is worse than it's still cheating on Salome. I mean, you have kissed. But that the fact that they're drawn together and that that's still bad. No more triangles. I think there will always be triangles on this show, girl. Ethel, I think there will be. There's more chemistry between Katie and Wyatt than Thomas and Sally. Oh, you don't like Thomas and Sally? You don't think they have chemistry? I like them together. They're kind of quirky. I like them. But Katie and Wyatt, there's something there. There is something there. I never would have guessed it. But there is something there. And it's kind of easy going right now. And it's kind of fun. And it's nice to see Katie and... Wyatt in their own storylines, not as somebody else's, and actually kind of having some fun. Why is Thomas so orange looking now? Too much spray tan? I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, what's going on? Because now it's very summer. I mean, here in LA, it is hot. I mean, trust me, it is hot. But maybe it's just, I mean, I don't know. You got tan. Maybe they went over to Dancing with the Stars. Lot, which is on Television City also, where they film Bold and Beautiful and The Restless. So maybe that's going on there. It spilled onto their set. That's how you know no one cares about Tom Sally, because her name is so... I know, Amber, I just made a mistake. I'm old. That's why I forgot her name for a second. It's been months since I've done this show, so that's why, not because she's forgettable. I like Courtney Hope, the actress, and I like the character of Sally. Dang it. No, Thomas and Sally are forced. Jacqueline, I love, but Stephanie is really getting to me. Being so uptight, I'm knocking in a way. Well, isn't Stephanie always been kind of that way, Katie? Has she always been kind of whatever? Ethel says Thomas is a deep tan. That's right. I say, you know, hey, I mean, he still looks really good. I'll give it to him. Pearson, of course, looks phenomenal. He keeps in shape. So, but I forgot that this is now summertime. They are in Los Angeles. They're showing skin. You know, Jacqueline and McInnes Woods has a great body, and she looks hot. I mean, just, everybody's just like working around hot. Ivy is hot. I actually ran into, I saw Ivy, her portrayer, Ashley Brewer, at a restaurant recently. I didn't get a chance to get a picture with her or anything, but I just saw her recently. I think eventually Quinn will have more than emotional affair at Ridge. Well, we're waiting. I'll give him points. This has gone on for a long time, and nothing has happened. That's why I'm just like, this is going on, this is a long time. So I'm very surprised nothing has happened. You know, so I don't... When they sleep together, oh my God. I think everybody in the whole world is going to feel it. That day, when they finally sleep together, it's going to be crazy talk. Crazy talk. The Italian Cole. Hi, the Italian. All these two people, names I've been here for. I thought Carolyn was supposed to be coming back. Especially, it's still very hot. Carolyn coming back. I mean, Caroline. Okay, Caroline. That's the rumor. That's not even a rumor. She is coming back on the show. I don't know when. Lindsay Godfrey is coming. That's been announced. So she's coming back. So I guess she's on her way. And I'm on talks to have Lindsay Godfrey on the show. So we're going to talk about that when she comes on the show. But she's, yeah, they apparently knew it. Got to give them credit. You do. Oh, my God. The whole scene with Quinn and Deacon was hilarious to me. I just thought, she's on the ground while he's just like, yeah, like, what are you talking about? I love Bay Liam, but not Steffi. But I love Brooke and Bill together. I can't stand Sheila or Quinn. At least I'm happy. Yeah, but you guys, Brandon, who's been on the show, is in the chat room. Slow burners, I guess so. Brooke and Bill, see, I like Brooke and Bill together. I have no problem with that. And I love that Bill gives Thomas names like the loser son, or the poser son, and also he gives all these kind of names to him. and not even together. And right now, that's going on with them. It's kind of nice. Everything's just kind of like calm. Quinn will be the new Taylor. Oh my God, it's so funny. But it's like, I like the fact that everybody, right now, there's no major drama with a lot of the couples. That's good. Give them a little break, give them a little rest. But the family drama that I like this week with the black folks, like, see my black folks on screen. That makes me happy. And of course, like I said, having the whole Sheila being back. She is electric. Her scenes with Brooke a few weeks ago, her scenes with everybody, just, she's so, oh my, Kimberly Brown is so good. She is so good. You know, I just can't get over it. You guys. So I will be here all the month of July. So 5 July Sundays in a row, James Lodgerian Bowl Breakdown will be here. You guys, I always appreciate you guys always, you know, hanging out with me and waiting for me when I do go away and do my other projects. I have some new books out. I have some new songs out. Go to Amazon.com, Chapman James Lodge Jr. Go to all, anywhere you can find music, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, type in James Lodge Jr., my songs are there. There will be, starting the week of July 9th, every Thursday, there will be a Bold and Beautiful Rewind, my new audio podcast, will be every Thursday. I have guests come on sometimes it's just me, myself. I've had Anthony Trappell on, and Sean Kane has been on also, you can listen to those, and those are on iTunes and on Spreaker.com. You type in BB Rewind. They're on there. And I'll be starting the new mini spotlights again. You know, I do those every once in a while. So I just want to make sure I get all that out to you guys. There's stuff going on during the week that is related to this show that I do that's out there. I can't believe Eric hasn't told Lauren Sheila's alive. Yes, the Avants are a breath of fresh air. Work people work. That's right, they were. That's a good question. Yeah, that's interesting. He hasn't called Lauren yet. And Thorn. Oh, you know, I want Thorn back. I always want Thorn on the show. I mean, Winter Harmony needs to come back on the show. He's so good. He needs to come back on the show. I always say that. I always say that. But with the Avants, yes, I agree. Just a breath of fresh air. It was just great. And right. Lovely, but let them be married. Amber, as I said, I agree to see Amber. Actually, we're green side, Amber. I do. No John for Liam and Steffi for a while. Let them be married for a minute. Let them have some time. It'll all happen, of course. Oh, you still want... Okay, Nikisha, she still want Quinn and Liam to happen again. There was some weird chemistry that went on there, I mean, I guess. But it's just... They have an abundance of chemistry on this show. So it's just kind of... Excuse my eye. Abundance of chemistry on the show. That's kind of the problem. They're all beautiful people. They're all great actors. They're all... I love the show so much. I just love the show so much. Michelle D and Amber's, we're always on the same page. You guys are. Like I said, we may not always agree. But we always, you know, I know you love me and I love you and we're fine. Thank you. Yes, thank you. You need an assistant. Like, yes, I do need an assistant, Brandon. I'm you guys know I'm busy. That's why I just thank you guys so much for like staying tuned when I have to go off for a while. But this month you're rewarded. I am here every Sunday. I'm working on having some guests either call in or be on the show while I'm here this month. We are working on that. I know you guys like that. And I'm trying to work on that right now too. A lot of the stars actually do a lot of fan events on the weekends, so it's kind of hard during the summertime. But I am in talks with some who want to be on the show. Actually, everybody wants to come on the show. Everybody does. It's just scheduling. So when people ask me, well, why are they on the show? I'm like, it's just scheduling. A lot of them, I'm in talks with them. We're trying to work it out. It should be good. So, you guys, so that's your bowl breakdown for today. It's June. It's July 2nd. It is the summer. July 4th in 2 days, so if you have a 4-day weekend or you're off on July 4th, be safe. Be careful with those fireworks. Please be careful. Don't lose fingers in anything when you're doing them. Be very cautious. Be cautious of your neighbor. Celebrating, you know, whatever year this is of our country on July 4th. I will be heading to San Francisco. I'll be in San Francisco all week, but I'll be back here next Sunday, of course. 8 p.m. Go to the Bold Breakdown page on Facebook. Go ahead and like us. Go to iTunes. Actually, I'm going to start giving some giveaways. I have some stuff I want to give away. So go to iTunes. Actually, rate us 5 stars and make a comment. And I will give away some prizes. You make some comments on there and actually rate us on there. I will give away some prizes. I got all kind of goodies I'll give away. So do that. And then maybe starting next episode. I'll be looking this week. Maybe starting next episode, I'll give away some stuff. I'm at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. I mean, like, everywhere. Just type in James Lott Jr. again for my books, my music, my other TV shows, my podcast, everything that I do is at James Law Jr. You guys, Lakeisha, Amber's Baby, Katie, Neon Dreams, Ethel, Jacob, Brandon Larkins, my buddy. All you guys are in here who are watching Rodelli. Everybody so much. I appreciate you so much, and I'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.